You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Woo! Welcome to Bench with Okay, nobody freak out. Nobody freak out. We've got a huge get today. Find a mirror, Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen is on Bench with Bonetta, folks.
How are you,
Rich? I feel like everyone's like high tension right now. It's like, okay, the show's got to be good. Because you're a pro, Rich.
So what does that mean?
We got to come prepared.
You're professional.
I'm not prepared for anyone else but you.
Well, good. I'm glad that I am here.
Feel special. First things first, this just dropped. We got to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
Nathaniel Hackett is now your offensive coordinator for the Jets. I listened to the show. You seem positive.
Yes.
Is this a kind of thing like I'm going to be positive about it and I'm going to feel good, like kind of like you're putting that out into the universe?
Speak it into existence.
Exactly.
I don't know. I you know, hope that he's gotten his problems communicating and coordinating for a guy named Wilson out of the way. He's now doubled his number of Wilsons.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Zach and Garrett.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So he can't quit Wilson. maybe he'll get the volleyball from Castaway.
Castaway.
That shipwrecked movie. At any rate, I don't know. I mean, look, I'll just say I want the guy who almost took Blake Bortles to the Super Bowl. So that's the guy I want. I'm going to say he's still in there.
Yeah.
He's still that guy.
Inside of him, deep inside somewhere.
Yeah, and the issues that he had this year, in some parts are issues that won't be on his plate.
Right.
You know, like kicking 90-yard field goals as opposed to letting his quarterback cook.
Yeah.
Whatever the defense thought of his offense, that's a Robert Saleh problem now. So I'm going to hope that the guy that almost took Blake Bortles to the Super Bowl can turn Zach around.
I've heard some whispers about
what's that?
The quarterback situation.
Okay.
Like, could you imagine if it's Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
I've seen some photoshops of Rodgers in a jersey.
Yes.
How do all of those things make you feel?
I thought I was on ayahuasca when I saw that, actually. I'm like, what's in my tea?
And you're like, give me some more of that.
I need some more of that. I need championships from him.
Yeah. So you would be into that.
I guess.
But with that comes baggage.
A little bit, mm-hmm. don't you think?
I think so.
But also comes the 39-year-old who can be a dynamite quarterback. And, you know, Brady's years 39 to 41 were championship years. And he is a better athlete than Brady entering his 39th year on the planet.
There's no way he's done, though, right? Like, that's
I have no idea. That's the whole thing with him is I have no idea. And I don't know why he'd want to do it. I would think he should stay at the place where he is beloved, where he you know, his car already knows its way to work. unless he is sitting there saying, I've done this one way for almost 20 years before I'm done playing. Maybe I should try someplace else.
Yeah.
It would be stunning to me if he chooses the same post Green Bay team, yeah. Same one as Favre's. I mean, it would be weird.
That would be wild.
And that was a terrible mix. But, you know, Robert Saleh isn't Eric Mangini, mm-hmm. and the team that the Jets have currently on defense, he knows very well because half of them were sitting in his lap mm-hmm. when they visited him in Green Bay. I think it was week 4 mm-hmm. this year. So, I would just be stunned if he's like, I'm done with Green Bay. Yes, I want the Jets.
And do you think that there's a part of him, though, that is like, you know, he's a little bit younger, but he's looking at Tom Brady. Tom left. He won a Super Bowl immediately. Do you think that part of him is just like, I could do that? I'm in the same conversation as Tom, obviously.
I am officially out. I'm going to choose Benched with Bonetta to make this announcement.
Folks.
I am officially out of the guessing what's in Aaron Rodgers' head business.
Oh, it's official. Should I jump on that train as well?
I'm out. Well, actually, what that means is it's there for you to fill the void if you care.
I don't know if I do.
I am out of the what's Aaron Rodgers thinking, what's in his head business.
It's
I'm
official.
Done with it.
All right, verified.
I shan't go in that direction.
Has there ever been a time, because I love your attitude on Sunday mornings.
Thank you. You're
very much like love, hate the Jets. You always have, always will. Has there ever been a moment where you're like, I'm actually done? Like I'm
like
not
a fireman
going
Ed
to,
moment where I'm out?
Yeah, like I'm not going to return to this team next season.
Yeah. If I was never out when Sanchez ran into the ass of his teammate, when am I ever going to be out? You know, like that's what we would call the floor.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than that. Yeah. Adam Gase, googly-eyed Adam Gase press conference. I wasn't out then. I can't imagine when I'd ever be out.
So you've never been close then?
I can't. I mean, not really.
It's almost like you love to be like full of hatred.
No, I just know at some point it's going to change. I mean, yeah. It was when I was an embryo, they won.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen at some point in the history of planet Earth. I would like to be above ground for it. And I'd like to still be on board. You know, I mean, what terrible luck that would be if I was out, you know.
Have you gotten your kids into it?
Well, here's the deal. My wife is from New England.
Uh-huh.
And so we first had a kid in 2008.
Okay.
So right after the undefeated regular season.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady is also a Michigan guy.
Okay. So they're full Patriots.
For me to have basically said to my wife, you know, hey, we need to raise our children a Jet fan. In the midst of a magical run.
That's hard.
Involving Brady and Belichick. I think Child Services would have come to remove custody rights on the spot. I put my marker on the Yankees. That was one that I kind of...
You got one.
My one preemptory.
Yeah.
That's where I did it. But no, I couldn't, you know... Yeah, let me place all of this emotional baggage upon my children. I can't do that. So.
Rich, you were just looking around this studio and you were like, this is insane.
It is.
Chris Wessling studio at NFL Network. It's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing.
Talk to me about, you were mentioning that you were like the first NFL podcast way back when this place was in Culver City and not looking as glamorous as that. Is that how the Rich Eisen show got started? It started as a podcast?
It is. Yeah, it
wow.
did. In like 2010, I was thinking about what else could I do, mm-hmm. you know, with the platform that NFL Network had grown into.
And you got to NFL Network when? When did that start?
First, I was employee one.
Wild.
Yeah, I was maybe employee 3 or 4, period.
Okay, hold on. Pause there for a second. Because you came from ESPN. That must have been, like, scary.
It was quite a time. You know, I mean, it was, I had been on SportsCenter for 7 years. and I wanted to do something other than just SportsCenter alone.
Yeah.
Was essentially told no. I held my breath for a while, and then they finally came around and offered me a show called Cold Pizza.
I know that show.
And they wanted me to be the first host of Cold Pizza. Uh-huh. And it spoke to me because it was being done out of New York, where I'm from originally. And right. I kind of wanted to get out of living in central Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
But it just, the fit, quite honestly, didn't feel right. That I thought like that show could get canceled within a year, and then I stuck around to do something else, and now I'm just still doing 200 sports centers a year, 100 whatever, 80 I was doing,
yeah.
Which was great. I mean, I loved it, but you know, not to get too deep in the weeds, at the time, you know, I first went to SportsCenter, it was a show where everybody tuned in to see either what happened because they didn't see the game,
yeah.
or they only saw it once and there were no phones to see everything in the palm of your hand. They legitimately wanted to relive a game and see it in a highlight form.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of my tenure there, people were already seeing it on the internet. I mean, phones weren't, you know, weren't terribly prolific, but people were already, they were, SportsCenter executives had assumed everyone was watching the show, fully knowledgeable of what happened. So it turned into an argument show where two analysts came on to argue about why something happened.
Wow.
So I wasn't really into that anymore.
Good thing that's not popular anymore.
But that's where it was all headed.
Yeah.
And so I had an opportunity to come out here and start NFL Network. And I kind of dug it, but ESPN broke up with me first.
Yeah.
And coming out here was unbelievable, but it really was jarring. You know, I mean, we NFL Network was in 12 million homes when we started. It was on DirecTV and just a handful of small cable outlets.
Is 12, this is a dumb question, is 12 million homes very few?
Yeah. I mean, ESPN SportsCenter back in the day when I was on it was in like 110. Oh. So I basically cut my exposure by 90% coming here.
Yeah.
And it was mind blowing, but it was just a small group of us, about 20 of us that started. And it was one of those things when we would go home before leaving, cause there was no news desk. There was no anything that we're in this palace right now, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We would use this newfangled, portal called Google News. I'm not kidding you. Like, it's like, wow, that Google, it's started a news page. So,
wow.
So we would look at it to see, did any stories break before we closed up total access for the end of the night?
Yeah.
And I remember driving home every night, I would listen to local sports talk radio here, like kind of white knuckling every time they did an update involving the NFL, thinking that I'd have to turn around and
go back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, was that's it the way we started.
What was the setup of the, was it like a 24 hours? Was it just broadcasting like old games?
We were showing a lot of NFL films. Yes. Without Steve Sable, this place would never have existed.
Wow.
Ever. So it was a lot of NFL films. And then it was just a couple of shows. It was us on Total Access, a show called Coach Speak, where it was Marv Levy and Mike Ditka talking about news, you know, items of the day. And it was like, you know, like the two Muppets in the you know, in the balcony just talking football. Anyway, I just called two Hall of Fame coaches Muppets, but that's the way we started. So this is a long-winded answer for what you're saying. I just remember my wife, Susie, was working here in Los Angeles and was covering the Lakers, and so we went to the NBA All-Star game in February of 04. And NFL Network came on the air in the middle of November of 03. So we were about 3-4 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the NBA All-Star party that she got us tickets to.
Yeah.
So we're in there, or she got the passes, and we're in there, and somebody comes up to me and says, "Man, I love watching you every morning." And I'm like, I found somebody who's got NFL Network. This is great.
I'm
like, "What do you like about NFL Network?" And he says to me, "What are you talking about?"
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "I'm on NFL Network." He said, quote unquote, "What's that?" I explained to him what it was. He says, "You're not on SportsCenter anymore." I'm like, "No, I haven't been on since last May." And he paused and he looks at me. He goes, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "You know, I can fog up a mirror in front of you if you'd like. I mean, I'm talking to you.
What?
I mean, I'm taking in oxygen and putting out carbon dioxide like we can were talking.
Yeah.
But that was the general sense of what the hell did you just do with your life? But what I did was I bet on the NFL and I bet on myself and I bet on living in California and I bet on all of that. And I just, again, remember the first Super Bowl we did, which was Brady versus Jake Delhomme, Patriots Panthers in Houston. And we were on in every hotel room. I mean, Steve Bornstein in the league and did an incredible job of getting us out there. We were on in every hotel room. Every media bus had a TV on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how they did it, but the TVs were on NFL Network and media buses in every hotel room. When you went in the convention center, every 5 feet was a television with NFL Network on it. And I just remember that's what it felt like being fully distributed for the first time.
That is so cool. It was mind-blowing.
By the end of the weekend, we crushed it. Like, our guest list was amazing. We had... We had a whole bunch of people because it was Houston, and Bob McNair, the owner of the Texans, brought Bush 41. Mm-hmm. And so I interviewed an actual president, former president, and the CBS crew came by, and that was the first time Deion Sanders ever appeared on NFL Network because he was on CBS at the time.
Wow.
We interviewed the co-MVPs of the NFL, which was Peyton Manning and Steve McNair. Mm-hmm. We had everybody. Belichick stopped by on a Tuesday night. He was coaching in the game.
Unreal. Must have been like, oh my God, this is happening.
I felt validated walking out of the convention center. Like, okay, this is what it can be like.
Yeah.
And we're going to be good.
Yeah.
And then the offseason hit and we're like, what the?
Oh no.
What are we doing now? You know,
it's so crazy because like Canada has TSN, which is like ESPN's sister, but we also had like SportsCenter every single night. And Jay Onwright and Dan O'Toole, they were
I know them.
Gods.
They're funny.
They were gods
right.
among us mere mortals. Like, I remember seeing Jay. I was in a cab and I saw Jay cross the street and I was like, that's Jay Onwright. Like, oh my God. First off, he's like 7'5". You can easily pick him out. But like, what I mean to say is like, being on SportsCenter is such a huge, massive role. And I can imagine how scary that was to give that up. And then to come here, I remember my first day coming here. It was the grand opening of this building.
Yeah, that's right.
And you came and did a speech downstairs and you got a little bit emotional.
Yeah.
And I had no idea like the history of this place. I kind of was just, you know, I just popped into sports in a weird way. But now hearing you tell that story and then thinking about how far this place has come, like from our morning show, Good Morning Football, all the way to like, you know, I'm biased, but I think our Sunday show is the best Sunday morning show
I agree with
on
you,
air.
We're biased.
We are biased, but everyone says it.
Yeah, like, you know, I did a Total Access from the inception of the network to 2011 to the lockout. Mm-hmm. When the lockout was over, that's when Thursday Night Football became more, I think this is the order of events. It was on Thursday Night Football, when it started, was just from Thanksgiving on. And then they wanted it every Thursday.
Yeah.
So doing my show and my podcast and Total Access and then Thursday night and then Sundays was just an impossibility. So I was off of the Total Access daily grind.
Crazy.
But from 2003 to 2011, I did Total Access in the same seat. And by the same seat, I mean the actual friggin' chair. And like around 2008, I'm like, I'm going to go on the air and it's going to friggin' break. Like, can we get a new chair, please? Mm-hmm. And like, that was the way we started.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I walk into this building every time, I'm like,
no broken chairs.
I cannot. Well, I'm assuming, but you know, it is incredible, you know, across the way from a stadium that when we first started NFL Network, like, why are you putting in Los Angeles? Like, there's no teams there.
Yeah.
And like, the answer was because Steve Bornstein has a house there.
Right.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
So that's why we were here. And I like being here and I love that it was out here and it was an allure for me to come here as well. But now the fact that, yeah, like everyone's like, what's this about? What's this channel about? What are you going to talk about when you're not, you know, when you're not playing games? What is it going to be like? Why are you in Los Angeles? And now we're in this spot. and there's that stadium across the street.
It's so crazy.
I do shake my head every time I walk in.
Yeah. I'm emotional even just like hearing about it. It's so amazing that you took that plunge. And then also with your own show. So it started as a podcast.
Yes.
Now you're on Roku every single day, yes. 9 to 12 Pacific, right?
Yeah, right.
Like I said, you're our big get on this show. And we've had Justin Jefferson. Okay, Rich. So I'm just like throwing that out.
Well,
there.
I mean, I think I'm grabbing your questions one handed. I think, you know, I mean, what else?
Who is your, you know, since you've, you know, the Rich Eisen show has blown up just as much as this place has from the bottom up, who's like been your biggest get? What is like the biggest accomplishment of that show?
Oh man, just the biggest accomplishment of the show is that it still exists.
Truly.
I'm not kidding you. You know, like, I got, you know, all right. So I did the podcast here and around 2013, I got a call from DirecTV, an executive named Chris Long, who's got his roots from Fox Sports as well. Mm-hmm. And he says, Dan Patrick's show, we want to have another show after it. How about your podcast coming over and doing that? Because Dan and I go back to 1996 when I first started. He was hazing me the first minute I walked in the door.
That's incredible.
There. Yeah. I mean, I'll never forget, just, you know, I would do the 2 a.m. Sports Center. He would do the 11 o'clock with Keith Olbermann, and the tapes of the highlights would come up in this plastic bin. And as soon as they came up, I was 26 years old, and I voraciously took them and watched the highlights first. Otherwise, I'd be doing it blind for the first time on the air. Mm-hmm. So, like, I remember the first time I'm doing this and I'm staring at the screen, I'm taking notes and I'm making sure it's all set. And I feel this presence to my left. It's Dan Patrick. I look up and he looks down at me and goes, "So, you nervous?" Like, Dan. So it, like, we go way back. And so the answer to that was absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, I had to give up my firstborn child in order to get a chance to do that. But thankfully, the NFL and everybody played along nicely. And eventually I got to do it in 2014. And then in late 2019, I got a call from the powers that be at DirecTV that they were shuttering the network that the show was on.
Yeah.
And, the show was legitimately over, and it was 2 days before Christmas in 2019.
Oh my God.
And then I went to that Super Bowl, which was the Chiefs and the Niners in Miami.
So this was just a couple of years ago then.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Chiefs and was it Chiefs Niners in Miami? 2020? Yeah. Yeah. What it was. So it's interesting. It could be like a potential repeat of it. But at any rate, so I'm there trying to find a new partner potentially and kicking tires there. And then the pandemic hits. Oh. So I've lost my television partner, my radio partner, and then there's something called, you know, a pandemic.
Yeah.
So I ended up coming back from that combine in 2020 and going only on YouTube, took the show to NBC Sportsnet for nothing, just to get some exposure.
Yeah.
So I was doing the show every day, self-funding it at some point.
No way.
Yeah, just to keep it alive and see what would happen. And then Peacock came along in late 2020 saying, "We'll take you." Uh-huh. And so that helped keep the show alive, and now we're on Roku, and I own the show. So when I'm not working on it, I'm making phone calls. It's huge. Thank you for saying that, but I've never thought I was management as well as on the air too. Like, yeah. I'm learning on the fly. So the fact that it exists is its biggest accomplishment.
But do you like that you've gone from, you know, having somebody help you make it to be like, now this is mine? I mean, I know there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, but there must be a lot of like, wow, I own this.
Do you like when people tell you what to do?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Hopefully boss is on watching.
I don't know if they're in their offices watching. But yeah, I mean, like, so of course, though, I have partners and I have people that are keen to hear certain things, see certain things that I need to cater to, but it's been great. And I do love having the guests on and chopping it up. And that's the other thing too, is doing, you know, what we do, is great. And every single executive that I've ever met wants to make a connection between the shows and those at home watching. And we try to do that all the time with, you know, our schedule release show. Like, how do we get fans interested in the schedule coming out? Like, literally, the schedule release is essentially a show about the the release of paperwork.
The document that you could easily find online.
Exactly. Like, hey, let's go. So, like, so 1 year, you know, we wound up sending reporters to sports bars. And instead, we, you know, just to hear what the fans have to say. Yeah. And poor Albert Breer sitting there in a Washington sports pub, and there's the Caps on behind him. Nobody's thinking about the new Washington football team schedule or whatever.
Yeah.
So the answer is to have a show like the one that I am. Let's have fans, like having fans actually call in and give their thoughts and chop it up with them. I love doing that. I did stand up in college.
You did stand up?
Yes.
For how long?
4 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it go? I'm not surprised because you are very funny at that. Stand up's terrifying.
It is terrifying. Awful. It's nothing I've ever done approaches it. It's made everything else I've ever done in my career easier.
That's why I love doing improv. Because going on live television, it's like, I don't...
Well, I mean, you definitely have the chops. I mean, the videos that you put out are laugh out loud, hilarious. And I don't know how you come up with these things and, you know, how you spend time in your what appears to be your apartment playing dress up and all that craziness.
Mooch comes up to me every single Sunday without fail after we've played something. And he puts his hand on my shoulder and he goes, what is wrong with you?
I love it. That's great. And by the way, I've told him he's got full of stories. You did one segment on our show this year about you retelling the Mooch's stories and having him tell them and you kind of reenact them.
Yeah.
He is one of the greatest storytellers ever. And there are so many more that he should put into your
He was so hands. Uneasy about us doing that.
I don't know why.
Because I think he was just like, I don't know what you guys are getting up to, but I'll tell the story, but like, I don't know what you're doing.
They're amazing.
He's like, don't worry
he
about it.
He told one story, and I'll tell it here because I've made him tell it on my show. He told a story based on, I don't know if there's, I can't keep track of all the conference rooms here. It's the other place, there were only a handful of them. So there was a conference room in the previous spot we were in called the Montana Room. Named after the great Joe Montana. And in the room, there's a photograph of Montana. It's an iconic photograph of Montana and Bill Walsh taking a knee on the turf in Candlestick Park, apparently drawing up a play on the turf.
Yes.
It's an iconic photograph, and it's on the wall.
Yeah.
Do you know the story?
I do, but continue on.
It's crazy. All right. So he tells a story. We're just sitting there, and just out of many great things in our business – it's born out of sheer boredom. Mooch tells the story of how he loved this photograph and he always wanted a moment like this with Steve Young. And unbeknownst to Steve Young, he went into a game where he thought like this is possible. Like he went into games thinking if there's a blowout, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And so one time, third quarter or late second quarter, the game's out of hand. He fires off a timeout because he notices the team photographer to his left. And he calls the photographer over. Fires off a timeout and has Steve Young come over. And Young is like, what? First of all, he's like, why'd you call timeout? I'm not coming. Like, why am I coming over? He's just, get over here. And you know how Mooch tells stories. Yeah. And so he wound up attempting to get take a knee. And Young is like, what the hell are you doing? And just as he was taking a knee with Steve Young, the Gatorade guy came around to give Young, you know, the usual timeout hydration and got in the way of the shot. He never got his shot. And Young never knew that story. And I had Mooch tell it on the show and I played it for Steve Young. Young had never.
What was his reaction?
He couldn't, you know, he couldn't believe it, but he totally believed it.
Of course, Mooch would do something like that.
I don't know why I ended up telling you this story. But,
no, it's a great story.
But anyway, we do love... so doing stand-up, I did that for 4 years. It's made everything else that much easier.
Yeah.
And that's why I like mixing it up with fans.
Yeah.
You know, I like chopping it up.
Because you've been so dedicated your entire life to sports, what was the backup plan? Like, what would you be doing in this life if sports... for some reason didn't exist?
I don't know, because I couldn't play it.
You had no other backup plan?
I couldn't play it, you know.
Would you have gotten into news? Would you have gotten into writing?
My first job was as the a beat reporter for my hometown newspaper.
Yeah, you told me you used to have to like work the teleprompter with your foot while you were also reading the news, right?
That was after, but my first job was actually working for my hometown newspaper, writing.
And I
wasn't cut out for it. I wasn't cut out for
news. You wrote a book.
I know, but I wasn't cut out for news. Like, I mean, I just, hated going to hard news stories. I'm more of a, you know, fun and games guy.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't cut out for doing it. And I have nothing but the greatest respect for those who are cut out for it. Mm-hmm. But I went back to school for TV, and then I did go to Redding, California, where I did work the teleprompter with a foot pedal.
Which is like tapping your head and rubbing your belly
and
at the
ESPN
same time.
Found me there.
But on live television.
And that's here I am, amazing. Benched with you.
Benched with me, baby. Okay, let's talk about actual football.
Sure.
I've loved going down memory lane with you. That was really awesome. The MVP finalists were announced.
Yes.
We've got Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson. We love to see it. And Patrick Mahomes. You know, the media votes on this. Do you vote on it?
No, I actually, you've hit on a very sore subject with me, because the AP runs it.
Yes.
I'm an NFL employee.
Why would you not be able to vote on it?
I have spoken to the Associated Press and I've personally told them they suck. I'm like, who sees more football than me? And who has proven over 20 years that I am not beholden to the so-called party or company line? But because I'm an NFL employee, they will not give me a vote. I haven't had a vote in 20 years.
Wow.
And I'm like, come on.
What was the reaction to you telling them that they suck?
This is the policy. It's not my...
What's the policy? Media members vote on it.
I know, but I am an NFL
employee.
Because
you are an employee. That seems ridiculous.
So I do not have a vote. If I had a vote, I'd give it to Jalen Hurts.
Oh, how come?
I just think what he has turned himself into is remarkable.
Yeah.
I think we saw what the offense also looked like with Gardner Minshew, with all due respect to him. I think I love him, but I mean, I just had Dallas Goedert today on the show. Speak to any Eagle and they will talk about Hurts' value.
How incredible he is. Right. Well, Nick Sirianni just referred to him as Michael Jordan.
I know. So he has that. He has this mentality that's all business and also very Philly-like. You know, I think that he's a coach of a son, which means he's a son of a gun as well. And he is everything that this team needs him to be. And when they have big wins, he says, we're not done.
Yeah.
I mean, they follow his lead in every single way. And I think he is the most valuable player. You normally give it to somebody on the team that has the most wins, and you give it to a team that is showing its worth. And I know he missed two games, and that's why people discount it.
But when you see that
Mahomes played all 17. I just think, you know, also it's a total, as you know, subjective award.
Yeah.
You could easily, you know, give Coach of the Year to Belichick and Reed every year, you know.
True.
And you don't. So, I mean, well, Mahomes already has one. I'd give one to Hurts.
Because it's voted on by the media members. It's almost like every single time I've ever like spoken about this on TV and broken it down, it's like, what is the best storyline? I think Joe Burrow is very interesting. You know, there's the Super Bowl hangover that everyone always talks about that people get stuck in. And they kind of did have it for a couple weeks. They went 0-2. And now they found themselves back in almost the big dance.
Yeah, I mean, what he's becoming is,
and it doesn't seem like he cares. Like he's well, just
it's because
like,
he's just he's a machine.
Yeah,
and
a robot.
It's what it looks like, which is why I knew something significant was up with Damar Hamlin the night that happened. When you saw Burrow, looking like frightened and worried, I'm like,
he
oh my god,
like a child. Both of them did.
Him and Josh Allen, right?
Yeah, Joe.
Josh Allen, but seeing Joe Burrow's face looking anything like the face we always see on him, was jarring to me.
Yeah,
because he always, when he walks in the building and he taps Chris Collinsworth on the back at security, but keeps walking, or he walks into a press conference room, or he walks into a huddle, he goes back on a sideline. Mm-hmm. He's the same guy. And, what he's becoming is unbelievable and Brady-like. There's no other way to describe it. Mm-hmm. The way that he operates, the way that he wins, the way that he cuts your heart out, the way that he pre-snap, neck up, diagnoses plays, the way that he does everything. And it may not only include another Super Bowl appearance or win, but potentially this spring, one of the old Brady hometown discounts when the Bengals, you know, talk contract with him. We'll see what he does. on that front. But he is a revelation. And, you know, sometimes we all get caught up, as you point out, narrative storylines. We were all coming in the season. Can Allen and Mahomes do it again? Like what, you know, the concept when we were all choosing the Bills back in September.
Yeah.
It was like, so not bummed. Will Mahomes and Allen fight it out for the AFC. In which round of the playoffs will they meet was the question. Will it be divisional again, or will it be the AFC championship again? And the answer was not at all. Because Burrow has raised his hand and said, hold on a second.
He's so cool.
better send in those refunds. You know, like that is his so far mantra. I think it's been a perfect words for him to come out of his mouth this past week. So I think he's incredible too. But like I said, it wasn't a full season for him like it was for Hurts. Right. So that's why I'd go with Jalen Hurts.
Well, Associated Press, you're missing out. Look at that beautiful analysis that just broke down.
And by the way, it wasn't like, hold on a minute, let me check my notes.
No.
Roger Goodell says, give it to Hurts.
No.
You know, there it is. The email just came in.
Oh, the boss, man.
Too late. So I'm so glad I'm making him happy.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More Benched with Bonetta after this. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
All right, welcome back. We're hanging out with Rich Eisen. Let's get into the playoff preview presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Okay, the 49ers, they're heading to Philly, where they are underdogs at +2.5. The Niners have covered the spread in each of their last 9 games versus NFC opponents. So good. Expect some scoring between the Eagles and Niners. The over-under is set at 46.5. Defense, take the day off. Christian McCaffrey has scored in each of the 49ers playoff games, and you can grab a McCaffrey anytime touchdown for -130. You can grab a same game parlay over at DraftKings Sportsbook for +390. All right, Rich, who are you going with? I feel like I'm going to change my mind several times before we get to Sunday.
I don't know. God, I do love what's going on with the Niners so much. And I saw it coming, and you know, I mean, we're seeing Kittle here, and he is, I mean, Purdy has totally turned the light on back on for Kittle in a way that even Jimmy G hadn't this year.
Yep. Brock Purdy, offensive rookie of the year.
I know. And the like, question is, in the same way that the Eagles weren't the Vikings, you know, and we saw what happened with the Giants, you know, the Niners aren't the Giants either.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the Niners can somehow stop the run and stop AJ Brown. I just don't know if they can the way that the Eagles are playing right now. I think they can, I shouldn't say can, if they will.
Yeah.
I don't know. So if I pressed now on this show, I'm kind of leaning on flipping both scripts because Mahomes' ankle, even though I've been giving it team coverage on my show every day, best ankle coverage in the business.
Apparently didn't even walk out with a boot.
I mean,
no boot.
And
you got a boot camp?
Well, the difference is, you know, because again, I'm all over this story.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he walked off the podium, which is not too high up.
Oh, okay.
It's two little mini steps.
Okay, so you guys have measured.
All right. No, I mean, we didn't measure the steps, but I mean, you look at the video and he took the mini steps down,
right.
and he went down with no problem. Like he kind of hopped down them.
Uh-huh.
And like it was not like slow and steady wins the race. He just negotiated the two mini steps very easily.
Right.
You know, and by the way, it's significant when Romo, who, you know, normally calls his shots pretty damn well, finished the Bills-Bengals game and said, if the ankle is really bad, he'll be on crutches Wednesday. So not only was he not on crutches, he wasn't in a boot, and he walked down these two steps, these two mini steps. Today, same podium, same riser. He didn't even go down the mini steps. He just went down off the riser in one step, landed on the ankle, and kept walking without a hitch.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
This was the Olympics. You'd give him close to a 10. He stuck the landing.
He stuck the landing. Just, but to me, he's not thinking about
it.
You
coverage.
Know, he's not thinking about it.
Yes.
Like if I had to just use these mini steps versus riser scenario as an indication of anything, it's that he's playing Sunday.
Okay.
So, but let's just say Trey Hendrickson takes him down the wrong way, or Sam Hubbard, you know, gives him a shot and there's a little friendly fire goes down and he hits the ankle, then there's a whole different ball of wax. I think they're definitely taking the snow globe play out.
I would hope so. Unless
like,
they
that's
are
not
up by a million, that would be scary.
I just don't know. If you even want to run the, if you're up by a million, even with the bye week, you don't want to run the risk of making a lateral pre-snap, post huddle breaking moment by putting your main
move.
Guy on the line like that.
A bold move.
So all that said is I'm thinking of calling my own mulligan and going Bengals. And Eagles.
Bengals,
even though
Eagles. A Kelce brother Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the bearded one makes it.
that's
what I'm saying. I guess so. I shouldn't say that. That's what I'm leaning towards right now. But I've got two more days to talk myself out of it.
I know that's the thing. What I love, you know, last weekend's games, there were some pretty big favorites. Like some were favored by a whole touchdown. These ones are like, you are just trying to find that needle. -2.5. The Chiefs are only favored by 1, which Cynthia Freeland said on our last week's show that she was thinking that the Bengals were going to be favored, especially because of that sprain.
You didn't see him come off the riser today, did you?
She didn't take that into account in the model.
I don't know what her model says.
The model is malfunctioned.
I don't know what it says. No, she might not have the whole riser step thing in her mathematical equation.
Well, we're going to have to hit her up.
I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. You just need to take this all into account. And by the way, I could take the easy way out.
What's the easy way?
Well, I already chose Chiefs and Niners, so I've got to stick with it.
I'm not worried about it.
That's not servicing the audience, Rachel.
No, I don't think so either. I'm afraid of getting a tweet from Cold Takes or Old Takes Exposed.
Oh, I already
block them.
No, I already at them. Say I don't care what you think. I've literally said that.
Let them know. Yeah. Associated Press.
We're all friends. But seriously, that's not servicing the audience by saying
you're right.
I'm not telling you what I think now. I just want to remind you I have the opportunity to have been right.
Also, it's ridiculous that you're going to take picks from preseason, midseason, Super Bowl.
Well, I saw it at Thanksgiving, Chiefs, Niners, and then when I'm given a chance at the outset of the playoffs, I stuck with it, so I'm going to ride it all the way out.
I love it.
But, if Mahomes is compromised and the Eagles are playing at their top level again, which I didn't see in the 3 weeks prior to sticking with them
to begin the
playoffs,
yeah.
I just gotta take it all into account. So this is the way I'm leaning right now.
Okay, I love it. I am going 49ers, Bengals.
What the hell's your problem?
I don't know. I would love a Kelce brothers Super Bowl.
That'd be fun.
Storylines. That was the playoff preview presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. 4 NFL teams, 2 conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code BENCHED. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championships and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code BENCHED. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Void in Ohio and Ontario. Bonus issued as free bets. 1 boost per eligible game. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Okay, Rich, before we let you go, thank you so much for giving us so much of your time.
You got it.
I have a question. It is considered the question of the Bench with Bonetta podcast.
Okay.
Some people have started to put it into their dating profiles because it's such a good conversation starter.
All right.
Except for every time I ask it on this podcast, people melt down. They feel like they need to have some grand answer.
Okay.
I don't want you to feel that way. I just feel you're going to have a thoughtful answer. I know that about you. So here's what happens.
Yeah.
You die. Okay.
Great start.
Yeah. It's not a bad death. It's just you float off. Whatever. You get to come back to Earth.
Does that matter if I've been dismembered or I just pass in my sleep?
You don't actually know how you die. Well, let's start there. You don't know how you die, but you're dead. You get to come back to Earth for 30 minutes.
Yes.
You cannot see anybody that would know you because they know that you're dead. So if they saw you, they'd be freaked out. Can't see anybody that you love. Can't see anybody that you know. 30 minutes. Where are you going and what are you doing? And take all the time you need. It's the beauty of editing.
What am I doing?
Where are you going?
All right. So
is it a meal? Are you sitting on a favorite bench? Are you looking at
So I can live my life. I'm living again.
People are.
But I'm not allowed to see anybody.
You're not allowed to see anybody that you love. Because the typical answer would be like, well, I want to go home. I want to see my family. I want to hang out with my friends.
Sure.
We're taking that off the table.
All right.
Do I
still look like myself? Do I come back as Brad Pitt?
You could.
Am I Joe Black?
We could.
You know what I mean?
That's
what I'm because it. No, but these are important.
I would say
details.
You're you. I would say you're you.
Okay.
You're you, but
so I can't be around anybody who's like a football fan or something.
You
like that.
People can't really see your face. You're just floating around.
So I'm like a thumb. I'm like a face of a thumb of a human.
Nobody really is paying attention to you.
I don't know.
you're invisible. Okay.
All right.
30 minutes. Would you go maybe to a football field, sit down?
No.
Okay.
Where would I go?
I don't know. Say Michigan or something.
I don't know.
It's worth noting Kyle Brandt refused to answer this question.
We don't know the answer.
It hit him so hard.
We all know his answer. It's wherever Josh Allen is.
But he can't see anybody.
He can't go there because he loves him, and Josh clearly loves Kyle.
Yep.
You wouldn't answer?
Wouldn't answer. He deflected. He made a joke.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 2-3 minutes because I haven't thought about it. You know, like, where would I go? What would I do?
I said, there's this place that I grew up, this lake. It's always like so warm. And I had one day where I just like escaped, turned my phone off, and I just floated.
Yeah, but you
in
only have a half an hour.
I would just go back and have a little float.
Go back and have a float. All right. I would get a slice of New York pizza.
Okay. From where? Certain place?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're all good.
They all taste the same.
Yeah, really. I'd get a slice of New York pizza, and then I'd probably go to like Yankee Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
Just sit outside or go inside?
Taking a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
30 minutes
and hope like I'm Moonlight Graham and I get back on that diamond and I throw a no hitter. Can I throw a no hitter?
Sure. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, I'm calling attention to myself. I'm just a thumb throwing a no hitter for the Yankees. Can I come back with like powers or I'm myself?
Okay, this is getting too outrageous. It was a simple question.
No, it's not simple.
It's not simple. I'm never asking this question.
It's not simple.
The control room is laughing because they know how many times I've failed at this.
It's not simple. Like if I come back with like superpowers or something like that, if I can come back with a 100 mile an hour fastball for half an hour.
So is that what I should ask? 30 minutes, you get to come back to Earth, you have a superpower.
Yes,
what are you doing?
Yes. It's much better than like, what am I going to do? You can't see anyone you love. They can't see you. You've had a horrible death or a great death. It depends on however you imagine your death. I mean, like it puts your guest on, you know, on the heels to begin with. Like what happens? Like, I don't know. You know, but I can't see anyone I love. People can't know who I am. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what I would do. Yeah. I'd have a slice of pizza. I'd get a Yankee game. And I'd try to like Moonlight Graham. I go back on the field, and I become, you know, Garrett Cole.
Yeah,
you know, just and strike people out. Is that a problem?
Nope, no problem here.
Because I don't know these rules that you come up
with. There's no rules because this question's never going to exist this podcast
again.
Rich Eisen, everybody, killed
piece of business.
The question.
Yes,
killed
like
the
you
question.
Killed me about 5 minutes ago.
All right, big thanks to Rich Eisen for his time. I feel like this is a real show today. Coming up after the break, we're going to get back to our old shenanigans. We are talking the best and the worst things that I saw all week. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best.
All right, time to talk about the best and the worst thing that I saw all week. You know, we were talking about Joe Burrow earlier in the show and just how calm and cool and collected he is. But there's some times that people will like hit a nerve with him, and all he's got to do is say like one little line, and somebody asked him a little question last week. Let's see what he had to say.
For everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys, how much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
You can't even see his eyes.
Better send those refunds.
Just calm, cool. Give him the MVP just because of his post-game sounds. Absolutely loved to see that. Joe Burrow, like I was saying earlier, Super Bowl hangover. Where is it? It's nowhere to be found. They started the season 0-2, and they've found themselves back in the AFC Championship. It's pretty incredible. Okay, next up. Ooh, this is fascinating. Okay, the Bengals have claimed cornerback Chris Lammons off waivers from the Chiefs. Move is deferred until day after Super Bowl. So he cannot play for the Bengals. Bengals are straight up just trying to get some info. They are just trying to figure out what the Chiefs are up to. This is kind of somewhere in between best thing and the worst thing that I saw. Like, it seems a little bit cheeky. Like, you shouldn't really have to do this, but at the same time, like, a trip to the Super Bowl is on the line. So, like, I don't know. You guys tell me, does this feel like a little bit like yuck? There's something a little bit yuck about it. So I think I'm going to put this like somewhere right in the middle between the best thing and the worst thing that I saw. Bengals, you don't need it. You don't need to do this. You don't need to like, it seems a little cheaty. I'm going to whisper. It seems a little cheaty. Like, I don't like it. Okay, then the worst thing that I saw, which was actually kind of like the best thing that I saw unfold over the week. Mike Hilton, after the win, said, "We'll see you all in Burrowhead." And then Travis Kelce went on his podcast, New Heights, and said, "Oh, you guys are giving us bulletin board material." I cannot wait for this game. I love bulletin board material. I am very pro bulletin board material on both sides. Rub it in, and then the other side gets mad at it. So we all have something to talk about on television. It is absolutely beautiful. Boys and girls and everybody else, that is our show. That is Benched with Bonetta. Huge thanks to Rich Eisen for joining. I can't believe he came and did the thing and answered the question. And shout out to Parker, who works on our show. She had the best answer to the question. Okay, this is the last time we hear about this. It's not. I'm totally going to ask this question again. She said that she would rob a bank, okay, and then leave the money somewhere her family could find it. And I think that that's the best answer of the question that we have gotten so far. All right, she's not going to grab a slice of pizza. She's not going to go have a little float in the lake. She's robbing a bank, peeps. Where are you gonna find anything to rob a bank with? Your thumb. Ugh. We'll answer that question next week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. Enjoy all the football. We'll see you back on Tuesday with Kyle Brandt.
Peace.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.